Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about Migrant Justice's Together for Dignity Day of Action. Stay tuned.
Justice is indivisible. And injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
On Friday, January 17th, many people gathered at the DMV in Burlington and Montpelier to stand in solidarity with their immigrant neighbors in getting a driver's privilege card. Last year, as a result of grassroots organizing across the state, migrant farm workers and allies came together and won the right to driver's licenses for all, regardless of immigration status. In order to make sure the driver's privilege cards are not an indication of immigration status, allies came together to trade in their licenses for a driver's privilege card.
Driver's privilege card still separates out and maintains a sort of us and them system that doesn't serve us, and could in fact create a profiling effect for an immigrant who holds one of these new privilege cards. That is why it is important for a lot of us in the wider community to get these new driver's privilege cards as well, so we are on the same page and the same footing together, which is where we should be in this together. So today I'm here to do a very simple and fair thing. I'm going to cut this license and replace my current Vermont license with one of the new driver's privilege cards. I do so as a sign of solidarity with our migrant brothers and sisters.
I'm here getting the new Vermont driver's license as a small gesture, and I believe that this embodies some really deeply held beliefs and values that I have about what's at the heart of the American dream. Firstly, I think that living the American dream is about that drive, that passion that we all share for continual improvement and for betterment of ourselves, of our communities, of the world. And secondly, I think that what I think is the other sort of factor of what the American dream is an honest recognition, as it says in our Constitution, that every one of us has power, and not only to change our own life stories, but to build up our families, to brighten our communities, and in the famous words of an American anthropologist, Margaret Mead, to change the world. This sense of possibility is what brings us together here today at the beginning of a long weekend commemorating the life and leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King, who preached about his dream, one of access and opportunity for all, regardless of the color of their skin. And I think that he also made a call for goodwill and for trust among one another. It's the goodwill and the trust part of that equation that's suffering in our public debate today in the halls of our Congress, and even on Vermont roads where our friends are discriminated against because of the color of their skin and stopped unduly. And I believe that this small act that I'm part of here today, registering for a new driver's license, is one act of solidarity that can help us all move a little closer to that dream.
Before winning the right to driver's licenses, thousands of migrant workers in Vermont were denied their fundamental right to movement. They were often isolated on farms and had to rely on others to access fundamental needs such as food and health care. Standing together in solidarity on Martin Luther King weekend, we are reminded that when our communities come together to fight collectively for our rights, anything can be achieved. The driver's licenses not only give everyone the right to movement, but represent freedom and dignity for all people.
I'm here today because we live in a rural state, and if you don't have a car or a driver's license, it can be a very isolating place to live. I think it's important for farm workers and others across the state to have greater access to mobility, but that mobility and that access should not come with a stigma of prejudice. So I'm here today in solidarity to say that folks are not alone, that others in the state will have this card too.
Entonces, para mí, desde mi punto de vista, el tener una licencia, yo creo que son tres cosas importantes. Una, seguridad, libertad y responsabilidad, y las cuales en el momento que nosotros tengamos el documento, yo creo que como todas las personas que están aquí, sabremos sabemos tener la responsabilidad para poder guiar un vehículo, y en este caso nos da la oportunidad también a poder cubrir todas las necesidades del diario vivir. Okay. Gracias.
For us, from my perspective, I recognize that having this license in particular is for three things. I recognize that this is opening the door to opportunities to access. In the second place, I recognize that this is a gesture that brings us more freedom, and also that with it comes the third piece, which is responsibility, to be able to drive on these roads and to also have be able to sort of live our lives on a day-to-day basis.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.
Unidos en la lucha.